Hello, this is A.R. Bernard, and welcome to the fourth session as we continue to deal with the subject of reconciliation.
Hello, ieu A.R. Bernard, wilujeng sumping dina sesi kaopat, waktu sorang ngalajengkeun topik ngeunaan rekonsiliasi.
Now, if you've been with us for all of these sessions, you will find that a lot of information has been given.
Umpami sadarek parantos ngiring sesi satajana, sadarek sadar yen parantos seueur informasi dipasikeun.
We've examined the Bible as a historical record.
Orang parantos diajar catatan sejarah ti Alkitab.
Giving us a better understanding of how things started and how they have progressed over the past 6,000 years of human history.
Masihan pangertosan langkung jentre ka urang ngenan kumaha hal-hal ngakawitan salami 6,000 tahun sejarah manusia.
We got God's perspective on the issue of ethnicity and race.
Orang kenging sudut pandang Gusti ngenaan etnik sareng ras.
But in reality,
nanging kanyataanna,
if your theology, if our Bible understanding is not practically applied, then it remains as only theory.
Pami teologi sareng pengetahuan Alkitab orang teu dipraktikeun ngan janten teori.
So as we close this series today, I'd like to talk to you in practical terms of what you can do to see reconciliation take place.
Pada sorang nutup seri dinten ieu, abdi baris nyarios ngeunaan hal praktis anu tiasa dilakukan kanggo ningali rekonsiliasi kajantenan.
But first let me give you the basis for practical application of truth.
Dimasihan dasar kanggo nerapkeun bebeneran.
We don't have the time to turn to it, but you can write this down, the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
Tanggal waktu kanggo ningali saderek tiasa nyerat dina Yohanes pasal 1.
And verse 14 says,
ayat 14, rungelna.
It says this, and the Word was made flesh, and we beheld His glory.
Eta pangandika teh geus mijalma aya dina hirup kumuh urang, sarta ku urang kasaksian kamulyanana.
Locked in that verse is the pattern of God.
Ayat ieu teh pola Gusti.
For the revelation of truth.
Kanggo ngawahyukeun bebeneran.
Notice what it says, the Word was made flesh.
Ratoskeun pangandika mijalma.
And we beheld its glory.
Ningal kamulyaanana.
As we learned in the first session, the glory of an object is its value.
Patos anu sesi kahiji yen kamulyan hiji objeknya eta hargana.
That which is its unique contribution to human society.
Eta kontribusi unik kanggo manusia.
But notice we cannot see that value.
Nanging perhatuskeun yen urang teu tiasa ningali hiji nilai.
Until it is expressed in human form.
Ketika hal ieu diekspresikeun dina bentuk manusia.
So it is when the Word of God is expressed through a human life.
Kitu waktu sedawuhan Gusti diekspresikan dina bentuk manusia.
That we can see, understand, and appreciate the value of that word.
Orang tiasa ningal, ngartos, sareng ngahargaan, nganile dawuhan eta.
Go with me to the book of Genesis chapter 4.
Orang tinggal dina kejadian pasal 4.
We have the incident where Cain's offering is rejected by God.
Orang ningal kajantenan di mana persembahan Kain ditolak ku Gusti.
Cain was hurt by God's rejection.
Kain rahat kumargi ditolak ku Gusti.
But he allowed that hurt to turn to anger.
Anjeunna ngijinkeun rahatna robi janten ambek.
He then turned his anger on his brother.
Sareng ngarah kana saderekna.
People choose how they respond to issues in their lives.
Jalmi milih kumaha aranjeunna ngarespon masalah hirup.
In this case, Cain became angry.
Dina hal ieu, Cain janten ngambek.
And again, he turned his anger against his brother.
Anjeunna ngarah ka saderekna.
Because of what was going on inside of him.
Kumargi naon anu kajantenan di lebetna.
In that feeling of rejection,
eta peraosan ditolak,
he turned his anger
anu
on his brother.
Anu anjeunna lampiaskeun.
Now notice what he responds to God when God asks him, "Where is your brother?"
Rataskeun tanggapan anjeunna waktos Gusti naros di mana adi mane?
He says in verse
9,
"Am I my brother's keeper?"
Abdi kedah ngasuh adi.
I'll say it to you again. He said, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
Dibalikkan deui. Anjeunna ngawaleur, abdi kedah ngasuh adi.
The corruption in his heart gave him an attitude of non-concern and disconnection from his brother.
Hatena kotor, sikap teu paduli sareng teu daek hubungan sareng saderekna.
And here is expressed the most critical issue in human society.
Ieu ngaekspresikeun salah sahiji masalah penting dina hirup manusia.
Do I have a responsibility for the conditions of my brother?
Abdi gaduh tanggung jawab ka ayan saderek abdi.
Go with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 1.
Angga tingali Yesaya pasal 1.
And before we read it, let me refer back to the story that I shared in the first session.
Tatacan ngaos, abdi ngemutkeun carita dina sesi kahiji.
Remember, it was the woman of Samaria at the well.
Ingat cerita istri Samaria.
Jesus is there. Remember, she is a mixed breed.
Yesus aya dirinya. Ingat anjeunna teh hasil kawin campur.
She is not a pure Jew.
Anes orang asli Yahudi.
In fact, she is rejected by the pure Jews.
Kenyataanana, anjeunna teh ditolak ku orang Yahudi.
And yet Jesus says to her, "Give me a drink."
Nang Yesus nyarios, "Kami hoyong cai."
He was willing to put his lips on her cup.
Anjeunna kersa nyimpen lambena dina cawan istri eta.
She was totally shocked that he, being a Jew, would have anything to say to her, a Samaritan woman.
Istri eta ruas kumargi aya urang Yahudi nyarios sareng urang Samaria.
But the issue is, he was speaking to her and was willing to put his lips on her cup.
Nanging kanyataanna, nyaeta anjeunna kersa nyarios sareng rela nyimpen lambena dina cawan eta istri.
All of a sudden, a simple cup, a utensil for drinking,
ngadak-ngadak, cawan sederhana kanggo ngaleut,
takes on a whole new meaning.
Nyandak kana pangertosan enggal.
Because it represented something unclean.
Margeta ngalambangkeun hal anu teu bersih.
It represented the brand of that woman that society placed on her.
Eta ngagambarkeun istri di masyarakat.
It represented the history of deportation and war that created her.
Alambangkeun dikucilkeun sareng perang anu janten kasang tukang.
It represented the public policy that condemned her.
Alambangkeun pamendak umum anu ngintimidasi.
It represented her total identification.
Alambangkeun identitas.
So for Jesus to drink from that cup,
janten waktos Yesus ngaleut ti cawan eta,
was more than just the satisfaction of his thirst.
Ia langkung ti ngalengitkeun hausna.
It was the very reason why he came to earth.
Nanging eta alesanana dongkap ka bumi ieu.
He that knew no sin,
mantenan teu dosa,
was made to be sin,
didamel janten dosa,
that we might become the righteousness of God.
Beras urang tiasa diangkeun bener.
He who was pure and clean,
antena anu bersih sareng murni,
became one of us,
janten sapertos urang,
identified with our impurity,
identifikasi dina kotoran urang,
identified with our uncleanness,
identifikasi dina kanajisan urang,
willing to feel what we feel,
rela ngaraoskeun anu urang raoskeun,
experience what we experience,
alaman anu urang alami,
that we may be made free,
beras urang dibebaskeun.
That cup represented everything of that woman's life.
Cawan eta ngagambarkeun sadaya hirup istri eta.
And for the Lord Jesus Christ to put his lips to it,
kanggo Gusti Yesus Kristus ngantelkeun bibirna,
would be for him to identify totally with her.
Nyaeta mantena ngidentifikasi kaayaan istri eta.
So I ask you the question,
pinaros ka saderek,
that Jesus asked his disciples,
anu Yesus naros ka murid-murid,
When they were arguing about power.
Atas aranyana debat perkawis kawasa.
He looked at them and he said, "Can you drink from the cup that I must drink from?"
Mantareng adawuh ka aranjana, bisa teu maneh nginum ti tawan anu kami inum?
Of course, in the context of that, he was talking about the cup of his death.
Tangtu dina konteks ieu ngeunaan pupusna.
But it was not just the cup of his physical death. Because the Bible says he made himself of no reputation. To become one with mankind. And for a respectable Jew. To drink from the cup of a Samaritan woman. Especially a loose woman.
Utamina istri anu hina.
Would be the death of that Jew's reputation.
Maihkeun reputasina.
And so it is that the Lord Jesus Christ.
Janten Gusti Yesus Kristus.
Put reputation and pride aside.
Nyingkirkeun reputasi sareng kamagungan.
Put social characterization aside.
Nyingkirkeun karakteristik sosialna.
And was willing to identify.
Rela diidentifikasikeun
with this woman's pain.
Sareng rahat istri.
Are you willing?
Naha urang rela
to identify with your brother's pain?
Kanggo diidentifikasikeun sareng kanyeri saderek urang.
Are you willing to identify with someone else's experience?
Naha urang rela kanggo diidentifikasi sareng pengalaman jalmi sanes.
Though they may speak a different language.
Naha aranjeunna nyarios anu benten.
Have different customs.
Kaduh budaya anu benten.
Live in a different geographic location.
Daerah geografi anu benten.
Do things differently from you.
Ngalakukeun anu benten ti urang.
Are you willing to drink from your brother's cup?
Nah, urang rela nginum cawan saderek urang.
So that's where the gospel comes alive.
Atas di mana Injil janten hirup.
Before I go to the book of Isaiah chapter 1, let me first take you to the book of Luke, the gospel of Luke chapter 4.
Datang ningal Yesaya hiji, urang tinggal Injil Lukas pasal 4.
In the gospel of Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
Lukas pasal 4 ayat 18.
Jesus stands up in the temple.
Yesus ngadeg di bait suci.
And he opens the scripture.
Buka gulungan kitab.
And he begins to read from the prophet Isaiah.
Ngawitan ngaos kitab Yesaya.
And he says this.
Ngelna kieu.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Roh Pangeran nang tayungan kami.
Because he has anointed me.
Buanjana di jumenengkeun.
To preach the gospel. Good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners.
Tawanan-tawan bakal merdeka.
And recovery of sight for the blind.
Nulolong bakal awas.
To release the oppressed.
Nudikannya bakal dijahit.
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
Yenate jaman anu kamana ku pangeran.
Notice what it says, especially in the King James Version.
Perhatuskeun King James Version.
To open the prison doors.
Kanggo muka panto panjara.
There are many prisons in life.
Aya seueur tawanan dina hirup ieu.
But not all prisons are made of concrete and steel.
Aing teu sadayana penjara tina besi.
There is the prison of anger.
Aya penjara amarah.
The prison of hatred.
Kabencian.
The prison of ignorance.
Tepaduli.
The prison of envy.
Timburuan.
The prison of pride.
Kamagungan.
The prison of unforgiveness.
Tengahampura.
The prison of bitterness.
Kepahitan.
The prison of racism.
Rasisme.
The prison of prejudice.
Prejudis.
Any place of confinement or involuntary restraint.
Aya diikat sareng teu tiasa dikontrol.
Is a prison.
Nyata panjara.
And the ministry of Jesus Christ is the liberation of mankind.
Pelayanan Yesus ngabebaskeun manusia.
Well, since the ministry of Jesus is the liberation of man.
Margi pelayanan Yesus eta ngabebaskeun manusia.
The church of Jesus Christ is a continuation of that ministry.
Gereja ngalajengkeun pelayanan Yesus.
Like Jesus Christ.
Yesus Kristus.
The church must be opposed.
Gereja perjuangan ngalawan.
To poverty and oppression of any kind.
Segala macam kemiskinan sareng panindasan.
You cannot be filled with the Spirit of God.
Urang teu tiasa pinuh ku roh.
The Spirit of Liberty.
Roh anu ngabebaskeun.
And ignore injustice.
Sareng acuhkeun teu kakadalian.
There must be active engagement.
Hayagi tindakan aktif.
And that means taking responsibility for my brother.
Orang hartina nampi tanggung jawab kanggo saderek urang.
It means what the book of James says.
Hartina sapartos kitab Yakobus sarioskeun.
That you cannot give a man the gospel.
Yen urang teu tiasa ngawartakeun Injil.
And ignore his socio-economic condition.
Kaayaan sosial sareng ekonomi nu sanes.
It was so powerfully expressed by John the Baptist, but first we're going to look at the book of the prophet Isaiah.
Hal ieu luar biasa diekspresikeun ku Yohanes Pembaptis nanging ngawitan urang tinggal kitab Yesaya.
In chapter 1.
Pasal 1.
God says some very powerful words.
Gusti nyarios hal luar biasa.
And he brings a charge against the nation of Israel.
Mantana negor ka bangsa Israel.
For engaging in religious activity.
Kumargi ngalakukeun aktivitas spiritual.
And missing the essence of the message of God.
Nanging kalengitan tujuan Allah.
Notice what he says at verse 13.
Ratuskeun ayat 13.
Stop bringing me meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbaths, and convocations, I cannot bear your evil assemblies. Your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them.
Teguna maneh mawa pangbakti oge, kami ijit kana bauna eta bebeleman maneh. Kami ijit kana pesta bulan anyar kana sabat jeung kana kumpulan-kumpulan ibadah maneh lantaran geus kalumput ku dosa maneh. Kami geus ijit kana eta pesta bulan anyar jeung kana hari-hari besar marane ngabaratkeun bae kami nyapekeun.
It continues in verse 15.
Ajeng ayat 15.
When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight.
Kami rek ngabalier lamun maneh ngadoa sakumaharosana ge kami moal ditarima sebab leungeun maneh lumokot ku getih bersihkeun heula eureunan kalakuan doraka teh eureunan nyen dosa.
It continues by saying stop doing wrong, learn to do right. Seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, please the case of the widow.
Dilajengkeun lampahkeun nu bener, usahakeun sangkan keadilan, belaan anu sangsara, belaan hakna budak kunaon abdi nunjuk hal ieu.
Why do I point these things out to you?
Piatu tang kayungan randa-randa.
For the simple reason, it is easy to engage in religious activity.
Sederhana, kanggo nunjukkeun bagian gampang ngiring aup dina aktif agama.
And yet fail to understand that there is a responsibility.
Nanging gagal kanggo ngartos tanggung jawabna.
That goes with the gospel message. To change the world by changing a human life. People don't care how much you know. Until they know how much you care. Let's look at the John the Baptist in the Gospel of Luke.
Mangga tingali Yohanes Pembaptis dina Injil Lukas.
Let's go to chapter 3.
Pasal katilu.
John quotes from the book of the prophet Isaiah.
Yohanes ngutip dina Yesaya.
In verse 4.
Ayat 4.
And it reads as this. A voice of one calling in the desert. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all mankind will see God's salvation.
Ia nunggus kasrat dina kitab-kitab piwajang Nabi Yesaya, ayat sorat cumulup di alas kikisik, siapkan jalan kangge pangeran, lempengkan pijalan anjena, jungklang-jungklang bakal diurup, gunung-gunung pasir-pasir bakal diratakan, anu pengkal-pengkal bakal dilempengkeun, anu lalegok bakal diratakeun, sing sakur anu kumelip bakal ninjo kasalametan paparin pangeran.
The crowds gathered to hear John's message as he spoke thunderously.
Kumpulan jalmi seueur ngadangu cariosan Yohanes anu tegas. Gede saurna jalmi karumpul di payunanana.
And the people gathered before him. And John said to the crowds, verse 7, coming out to be baptized by him, he said, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath?"
Kajal Maria anu daratang sejang dibaptis, imaraneh anak-anak orewelang, saha anu marintah maneh supaya kabur nyingkian bebendu anu baris datang.
And verse 8, he says something astounding.
Dina ayat 8 disaurkeun hal luar biasa.
He says, "Produce fruit in keeping with repentance."
Setan ngasilkan buah salyu sareng pertobatan.
In the book of James, King James, in the King James version rather, it says, "Produce the fruits of repentance."
Nah, King James ngasilkan buah pertobatan.
Well, what is or what are the fruits of repentance?
Naon eta buah pertobatan?
When a man's life has been radically changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Atos jalmi dirobah secara radikal ku Injil Yesus Kristus.
He can no longer live for himself.
Anjeunna teu tiasa hirup kanggo dirinya lila.
He becomes concerned about his brother.
Tentang paduli sareng saderekna.
Regardless of that brother's ethnicity.
Dan ningali etniknya.
Regardless of that brother's language.
Perbentenan bahasana.
Regardless of that brother's socioeconomic standing.
Kayaan sosial ekonomi.
The truly repentant heart.
Hate anu leres tobat.
Touched by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Dijamah ku Injil Yesus.
Experiences a passion.
Ngalaman sumanget.
To see human society changed by that gospel.
Kanggo ningali masyarakat dirobih ku Injil.
They can no longer stand by.
Aranjeunna moal cicingeun.
And see people in any kind of prison.
Ningali rupi-rupi penjara manusia.
Whether physical, spiritual, or emotional.
Duka fisik, rohani, oge emosi.
So John says to the crowd, "Bring fruits of repentance."
Yohanes nyarios ka jalmi seueur, hasilkeun buah pertobatan.
And do not begin to identify yourself as righteous because of Abraham.
Tong anggap bener pedah turunan Abraham.
Because if it comes to religion and worship, God can raise up worshipers from these stones.
Pamingan saukur agama sareng penyembahan, Gusti tiasa ngaku keken tina batu.
The people's hearts were cut.
Hati jelma eta katusuk.
And in verse 10, they asked John the question, "What should we do then?"
Dina ayat 10, aranjeun naroskeun naon anu kedah dipidame.
And now I ask you the question.
Ayeuna naros ka saderek.
You've had 3 sessions and this is the 4th session. The word of God has been revealed to you. We've understood that it is the word and ministry of reconciliation. That when a man is reconciled back to God, then he must be reconciled back to his brother. What must I do now? With this word that I've received. Let's look at John's story. In verse 11, John answered the man with, and he said, "The man with 2 coats should share with him who has none."
Ayat 11, malerna, anu boga baju 2 siki bikin hiji.
The man who has food should share with the man who has none. Then the tax collectors came to John the Baptist and they said, "Teacher, what should we do?" And John said, "Stop collecting more than you are required to collect. Stop exploiting the people.
Stop manfaatkan manusia.
Stop taking part in exploitation."
Stop ngiring aup dina bagian ieu.
And then the soldiers came to John.
Para prajurit naros.
Representing government authority.
Ngawakilan otoritas pamarintah.
And they said, "What should we do?"
Ari abdi-abdi kedah kumaha?
And John said, "Don't extort money.
Alerna ulah ngarampas.
Don't accuse people falsely.
Ulah meres.
Be content with your pay."
Jeng puas ku gaji sorangan.
You see, genuine repentance is demonstrated by a change in heart.
Urang ningali pertobatan sajati dibuktikeun ku perobihan.
Integrity and morality become the standard of living.
Integritas sareng moralitas janten standar kahirupan.
And when a man's heart is impacted by the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is demonstrated in a new lifestyle.
Didemonstrasikeun ku gaya hirup enggal.
And has its expression socially, politically, and economically.
Diekspresikeun secara sosial, politik, sareng ekonomi.
The spiritual effect of the gospel,
efek rohani Injil,
is salvation for the soul.
Nyaeta kasalametan jiwa.
But the social effect of the gospel,
eng efek sosial kasalametan,
is a passion for equity and justice in human society.
Nyaeta hasrat nusami sareng kaadilan manusia.
The revelation comes, "I am my brother's keeper."
Wahyuan dongkap, abdi teh ngajaga saterik abdi.
"I am willing to drink from my brother's cup."
Abdi rela nginum cawan ti saderek abdi.
"I'm willing to reach beyond racial, ethnic, and denominational lines."
Abdi rela ngajangkau langkung ti ras, etnik, sareng batasan denominasi.
"Hear my brother's story."
Adangu carita saderek abdi.
"Share my brother's pain."
Haradapan sesarengan.
"Become one with my brother."
Ngahiji sareng saderekna.
"Take my brother's hand."
Dengan pandangan saderek abdi.
"And from my position of strength."
Di kekuatan abdi.
"Lift my brother up."
Ngadukung saderek anu sanes.
"That we may become strengthened together."
Juga hiji sareng sanes dikuatkeun.
"This is the ministry of Jesus Christ."
Ieu pelayanan Yesus Kristus.
"This is the ministry of reconciliation."
Ieu pelayanan rekonsiliasi.
"This is the kingdom of God."
Ieu kerajaan Allah.
"This is the hope of glory."
Pangharepan kamulyaan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.